Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On one occasion, one Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Idni wa awjiz." Give me waaz, bayan, but make it short. Maulana also said we'll have short nasihat now, so short. And not my nasihat, nasihat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was a 9-second lecture, only 9 seconds. But today with translation and little explanation, it takes a little more time, but inshallah in 9 minutes we will be finished, inshallah. So the first advice Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتِ مُوَدَّعِ. Whenever you stand up to make your namaz, make that namaz as though it is the last namaz of your life. Naturally, when a person will think this is the last namaz of my life, if warrant of arrest has come, Malakul Maut said, I give you enough chance, you can make 2 rakats, 4 rakats namaz, that's finished, your last namaz. We can imagine with how much concentration, devotion. We won't have this complaint that I'm thinking of all other things, now Maut is here. With what concentration? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make every namaz of yours like that. Not a few days, a few namazes, and the quality of our namaz will go from 0 to 100. If we just think this, and you don't have to be frightened that if you think it's the last namaz that really I'll die after that. No, Maut will only come on its time. It won't come before time. But if we do that, our namaz's quality will improve tremendously. The other meaning of it is salati muwadda'in, make wada. Like when a girl gets married, we make her wada. Now she leaves her family where she grew up with her siblings, brothers, sisters. She's going to another house now. So we must make wada of everything and come to namaz solely directly to Allah Ta'ala. Leave our house at home. Leave our office in the office. Leave the shop in the shop. But unfortunately, we come with all the ovitiya in the masjid. In our 4 rakats namaz, whatever namaz we make, our shop is also there, the house is also there. We don't know what and what we bring with here. Our example is like a person who you came and drop your somebody for the namaz. And you carry on, you said, finish your namaz, I'll pick you up again. So the body we leave here in the masjid, but our ruh, our thoughts, we're traveling in the whole world. Not only 5-10 minutes job somewhere, but the whole world we are traveling. Then after namaz, we pick up the body again. All right, we carry on again. Now, don't make that kind of namaz. Leave your shop at home, in the shop. Leave your home at home. Come here and your namaz thoroughly only for Allah Ta'ala. If we do this and namaz is made, as-salatu imaduddin. Namaz is the pillar of deen. If namaz is made, our whole deen will be made. On one time, in the markaz in Nizamuddin, they were eating and people were serving, making khidmat. One person was appointed to give water to everyone. So the glass from his hand fell down. So Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. If your namaz was right, the glass shouldn't have fallen. So if our namaz is right, all our dunya's things also come right. When we bump somewhere, yeah, we do this wrong, that is going wrong, it means our namaz is not right. It means we have to check our namaz. But our thought doesn't go that it is our namaz. We think this I didn't do right, that I didn't do, this happened. Actually, namaz was not right. We got a traffic fine, we skipped a robot, and we thought, yes, it happens now and then. Not just that it happens, our namaz was not right. Fight with the wife, fight with the neighbors, with the workers, and things not going right in the business, our namaz is not right. If our namaz is right, our whole deen will be right. If our deen is right, our dunya will be right. And if our deen is right, our akhirat will also be right. So the foundation of it is namaz. For example, one time in the Darul Uloom in Azadville, there was a nikah. So they asked me to say a few words. I spoke a few things, and in the course of the bayan, and this I've noticed many times, it's not what we want to speak or what we speak or what we are able to speak. It is what the listeners want, and Allah puts that subject. So I didn't think about it, but in the course of that talk, I said that if in namaz, a person when standing, it is a mustahab of namaz. Not a faraz, not a sunnah, not a wajib, mustahab. You must look at the sajda place. And when you are in ruku, look on your feet, your toes. When you go in sajda, focus on the tip of your nose. Most of us close our eyes, whole namaz. Otherwise, in sajda, most of us close our eyes. But we shouldn't close the eyes. You can't see the tip of your nose. But you must focus on the tip of your nose in sajda. And when you're in a sitting position, you should look in your lap. When you make salam, you should look on your shoulders. The kiram and katibin, yeah? We wish to look at them. I said a person who does this in namaz, outside namaz, his eyes will be under control. He won't look at other women. He won't go to filthy porn sites to look at filth and dirt. His eyes will be under control. That was finished. We said it. And then after about 2 months, one brother who was present, a good friend of ours, he's still there. He phoned me. He said, I had this big disease of looking at other women. Most of us are suffering from it. We don't acknowledge it. We don't want to treat it. Treat it and see what pleasure you will get in your life. When this dirt and filth of looking at filthy, dirty woman, when that will come out of us, we'll see that our wife looks so beautiful. Our home life with the wife will be an enjoyable, wonderful life. And we will have peace of mind, contentment. Now, because of all that worries, we haven't got any. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Pari kukyu dekhte ho, to parishan hote ho. Pari fairy. And these are not fairies, they are filthy, dirty women of the road. But when you see them, from pari is parishani. You get parishan. You have worries, problems, anxiety. So anyway, he said, I had this problem. Because he was sincere, he was an Allah wala, nek person. But the bimari was there. So he said, I didn't want to. So I made my own treatment. I made second nikah. I got married again. Then now I'll be satisfied. He said, same thing again lasted. There was no solution. But since I heard your bayan and I practiced on this for 2 months. In namaz, I control my eyes, which is not difficult. Nobody with bikinis walking around in a masjid. Nobody with mini skirts walking around here. To control your eyes in a masjid is very easy. So I did this for 2 months. He said, 100% Allah safeguard my eyes. Now I'm not looking. So if namaz comes right, everything, not only the eyes, our thoughts, everything will come right. We will learn how to focus on our dunya's work also. Today, even when we are driving, we are not focusing. Cell phone, other people got the earphones in the ear all the time. We're thinking of all other things. We are not focusing. And this is a cause of problems when we don't focus. If you are doing a business deal, but you're not focused, you are thinking of something else. What kind of a deal are you going to do? So if our namaz comes right, everything will come right. First advice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second advice, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعَذَرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Do not say something that tomorrow you have to say, please make me maaf. I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. How much we speak with the wife, how much we don't get angry, we shout with our workers, with other people. We just lose our temper and we think we can say what we want to. Afterwards, we suffer the consequence. Our conscience bothers us. I shouldn't have said that. Why did I say that? So control the tongue. That is a very long bayan also. The tongue has to be controlled. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali said, with regard to the tongue, jismuhu sagheer wa jurmuhu kabir. It's small in size, but the harm it causes is very big. Hey, for example, in anger, many people say they gave their wife 3 talaqs and now the matter is over. Now they are sorry. Now they try and hook and crook to try and fix up things again. But you finish, you didn't shoot your wife with 1 bullet, 3 bullets. And now you want the doctor to write a birth certificate. Doctor is going to write death certificate. 3 bullets you shot into her heart. And now you say, doctor, please write a birth certificate that she's born. When we do this, we give 3 talaqs, we say, Mufti sahab, please give certificate that everything is okay, our nikah is in order. And then you say, Mufti sahab breaks our marriages. He doesn't want us to get together. You shot the fire, you fired the shots, you killed her, and now you want Mufti sahab to write you nikah certificate. He has to write you now talaq, he says, that is his fatwa. So the stung when it's not under control, what and what doesn't happen. And just that you didn't have a problem with your wife really. 3-4 children you got, just your anger overtook you. So control of the tongue. But there's a lot of detail in it also. The third advice, wala wa ajma'il ayas fima aidin nas. Lose hope completely from what other people got. In other words, don't be greedy what others got. Your brother has got a wonderful life. Your sister is very rich. Your neighbors are very rich. Don't be greedy. Islam didn't stop us. Make effort. You also can improve your dunya's condition also, no problem. But don't be obsessed with it. That I must also. Now you can't get it right. Now by hook or crook. Now you want to do backdoor business. Illegal business. You want to do raw gold. You want to import diamonds and export diamonds illegally. I must become rich. That is all what you want in your life. Then you are bringing problems on yourself. And when that obsession takes place, your namaz also, you just thinking of that. You are a man who used to make tahajjud, who used to make du'as, and you should enjoy making your du'as. But now that thing is obsessed. You are obsessed with it. So your peace of mind is gone. So don't be greedy what other people got. Be content. But you can make effort, no problem. But don't be obsessed with it. Don't have that excessive greed that I must become a rich man. I must earn this. I must have this. I must have this lifestyle, etc. You lose whatever you got, that also you will lose. So 3 wonderful advices. The first one, correct our namaz. Second one, control our tongue. And third one, don't have greed of dunya. May Allah give us tawfiq. 9 minutes, Inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.